vision.
Part of the community.
The next idea.
Getting cities right will be very, very important, not just for the recovery, but for the long-term sustained growth.
A series of interesting and challenging conversations has begun in Detroit. It's the Detroit Future City Ideas for Innovation series. The Next Idea has partnered with Detroit Future City in this series of six community forums. The first session happened in mid-April, and it's continuing to spark conversation and ideas. With us now is Khalil Ligon, who's Southeast Michigan Outreach Coordinator for the Alliance for the Great Lakes. Hello, Khalil.
Hello.
Good to have you with us. And Dara O'Byrne is here. She works on land use policy for Detroit Future City's Implementation Office. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much.
Dara, this first event in the series was called What Makes a Great City? I'm wondering, what were some of the main takeaways from that session for you?
Really, a lot of the speakers focused on how to make a great city and the process that's needed to make a great city. And they talked a lot about engaging community and the community engaging city government and the need to really create a vision and a plan.
Who was on that panel, Dara?
We had five panelists. We had a keynote speaker, which is Roxanne Qualls. She's the former city council member and former mayor of Cincinnati. And Dane Walling, current mayor of Flint, and Gary Brown, who's the chief operating officer of the city of Detroit, and then Khalil Ligon was also a panelist.
Khalil, what came out of that discussion and that session that surprised you the most?
The most surprising part of the event and the conversation was the willingness by the city leaders to really step up to the plate and figure out how to have these very inclusive, broad, visioned processes to really move their cities forward, especially Ms. Qualls, her notes about inclusion and making sure that there was a table set that everyone could get to and really buy into what was needed to move the city forward. And it sounded like she really was successful in doing that, as was Mayor Walling of Flint in setting that vision. And I think that because it was happening at that top level, the leaders of that city really stepping up and saying, this is what we're going to do, and here's how we're going to do it. And I think that was very inspirational to see that they had made such an effort and went to the lengths of making sure that that process was inclusive of all of the residents and stakeholders in those respective cities.
Khalil, continuing this conversation that was started at the event last month, you wrote an essay for The Next Idea, and in it, you're pretty clear you're sick of planning, you're ready to start doing.
That's true, and I must admit I'm an urban planner by trade, so I'm not sick of planning in the broader sense. What I am very anxious to do is to see those plans move towards fruition. I think it's important to have a plan as a map of where we want to go that really encapsulates our vision for what we want to see in our neighborhoods. But I think it's equally important that those visions be married to resources and strategies for implementation, so that as we do dream and come up with visions for our community, we also know how we're going to make that vision a reality. I think that's going to be key to keeping the engagement levels high and keeping, quite frankly, hope elevated in residents in the city, especially in Detroit. We have done a lot of planning, and now we're ready to see things happen.
Khalil, in the essay you wrote for The Next Idea, you focus a lot on ways to get the neighborhoods just more involved in the decision-making and then rebuilding in Detroit. And you suggest holding a series of design charrettes. For those who are not familiar with that word, just exactly what is a charrette?
A charrette essentially is a meeting where a group of people come together and discuss ideas about a certain topic. So for this context, it would be different stakeholders in a particular community that will come together and outline strategies for doing specific projects in their community.
Could you give us a for instance? And I'm wondering who should be included in these charrettes?
Sure. I think ideally a co-convening between Detroit Future City, Detroit City Council, and the mayor's office would be ideal, because then you would have the key decision makers at the table that have access to the different bodies of information that will be needed to make decisions about what should happen in each neighborhood. And then those conveners would orchestrate meetings, presumably in each of the city council districts. So I live in city council district 4, so they would have a session in district 4. District 4 residents would be invited to attend. They would brainstorm all the different ideas they have for their community. We'd have an opportunity to learn about some of the projects that are already taking place that are happening outside of any formal city planning process, and really bring all of those ideas together to say, okay, now what can we do in the next 6 months? What can we do in the next year, the next 3 years, next 5 years, and really put together a plan that would have accountability at every level, from residents all the way up to city government, and really set some milestones so that all of the stakeholders in that process can see progress happening at a pretty consistent pace that will allow them to see, you know, that things are happening as a result of their involvement. Things are happening as a result of their input, and things are changing positively in their communities, and really being able to be a part of that process as it goes on over time.
Dara, Khalil says that Detroit Future City could take the lead in convening these charrettes. How does what she's proposing fit into ideas that you're generating in Detroit Future Cities? Is this something you think you could conceivably do?
I think we're a huge supporter of community planning and the idea that the framework really does need to be broken down at the community level. It was created at a citywide level. It was designed as a framework. So, you know, it was really designed to inform decision making, but wasn't the decision itself. So I think there's a huge opportunity for communities to really decide how that's going to look for their individual community. We would love to see a more formal process of community planning within the city where it's, you know, more coordinated between the city government and community groups on the ground. I think it would be an amazing thing for the city.
Khalil, what's next for you? What will be the next couple of steps that you're going to be looking to take in your efforts to achieve your vision of Detroit?
Well, quite frankly, it's having conversations with different neighbors in my neighborhood and just trying to figure out if they'd be interested in doing something like a charrette. And if so, how we might together, you know, pull together a table of folks who can lead these conversations in partnership with Detroit Future City, with Detroit City Council, and with the mayor's office, and really move forward some of the ideas that are coming out of our neighborhoods, some of the needs that may not be reaching all the right parties. I think having a unified voice really puts us in a position to be able to come up with a vision for our neighborhood. And I think, you know, not only that, it's just, you know, doing small things like actually going outside and taking walks through my neighborhood. I just rode my bike for the first time in 25 years the other day. And I think those are the kinds of things that more Detroiters, If they do that, they can probably even see some jewels that they didn't even realize were there, but also bring to their attention some of the needs in their community. And if we have this kind of roundtable where we can convene, we can come up with some ideas about how to deal with those issues in our community and then have an outlet to ensure that those needs are addressed at a higher level.
Dara, this was just the first of 6 events in this series, Ideas for Innovation. Tell us about the next one, when it is, and what you're going to be talking about.
Yeah, the next event is called Opportunities for Innovation, and it's going to be on June 2nd at 6 p.m. at the Display Group Studio at the Packard Plant.
And of course, with the next idea as a media sponsor, our own Jen White will be there to moderate the discussion. And we will, of course, continue the conversation with the next idea essay from one of the panelists. You'll find Khalil Ligon's essay on the next idea page at michiganradio.org. Khalil Ligon, Southeast Michigan Outreach Coordinator for the Alliance for the Great Lakes, and Dara O'Byrne, who works on land use policy for Detroit Future Cities Implementation Office. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you.